Education for Roberto Herrera, Roberto Herrera. Date of service is 2/8/2026. The patient's date of birth is 8/28/1961. Date of automobile accident is 11/5/2025. The patient was involved in an automobile accident in a head-on collision and as a front seat passenger. Head-on collision and a front passenger side also. He was traveling as a restaurant driver. And so his car was totaled and it landed up in having headaches, neck pain and lower back pain and shooting pain to the right arm with some motor weakness. And patient is requesting a further help and identification of what's going on. He's able to walk and he's report that his pain is lessened to 3 to 4 now in the neck and the lower back, with ongoing numbness and tingling of the right arm involving the thumb off and on. No radiation to the lower legs, lower extremity or left upper extremity is reported. So overall the pain is 3, ADLs are affected 3, and the patient has 20% to 30% improvement at this time. And kindly review the records for the ADL. And system review, additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance plan. Physical examination, blood pressure 144/99, pulse 64, pulse oxygen 100. Physical examination will remain the same as previous visits, so 1/7/2026, dictation number 0216-035. Plan is to, after reviewing the maps and previous labs, we have ordered the following. For this patient, he's ordered to have a ophthalmologist, neuro-ophthalmologist. A TENS unit is ordered. MRI of cervical spine, lumbar spine has been ordered. Without contrast, MRI of the brain is also ordered with NeuroQuant's SWI, especially focusing on the optic nerve of the left eye, where there's a blurry vision ongoing. Patient is provided with Mobix 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SCFAX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram 50 mg PRN for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg PRN for, at night, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep, GAD disorder, pain relief, Lyrica 50 mg at night for pain relief, and Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. This will be seen after the MRIs are done and go from there. Otherwise, he's continuing his physical therapy 3 times a week to the affected area. And extremities are not involved. And soon he should be able to go back to work once the MRIs are found reasonably okay.